Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 236 for Friday, January 22nd. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished lower on Friday as strength in the Canadian dollar put prices under pressure. The stronger Canadian dollar made canola less attractive to out-of-country buyers and also limited spread action. The March contract was down $1.80 at $481.20 a ton. Crush margins have leveled off somewhat while farmer selling has been regular. Some early seeded fields in Brazil are already being harvested. Losses in Chicago soybeans were also bearish for canola. However, Malaysian palm oil, Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed futures, and crude oil were all stronger. Forecasts for hot, dry weather in Brazil were bullish, as certain areas of Brazil can definitely use more rain. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was 2 to 3 cents higher, with the most active March contract coming in at $3.70 a bushel. Corn rose with crude oil, which was good news for the ethanol market. Weekly export sales of corn were also up. On the world stage, there is still plenty of corn to buy, but the overall amount is tightening slightly, and that helped to move the market. Soybeans were down a cent due to profit-taking, with the March contract checking in at $8.77 a bushel. The market got some strength from crude oil as biodiesel is made from soybeans. Hot, dry weather in Brazil also underpinned the market. Soybean planting in Argentina is virtually complete. Wheat was up a cent with the March contract coming in at $4.76 a bushel. Wheat followed corn and soybeans for the most part today. Weekly wheat sales were 32% higher than the week before, which was supportive. However, on the other side, an increase in exports out of Argentina was bearish for wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, January 22nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.